Some of y'all look at me like, what you gonna do? I'll be honest with you, I ain't got a clue. I've already set the message aside. Don't you turn to Matthew chapter number 13. Matthew chapter number 13. You know, a lot of people will live their lives in church. They start going to church just a few weeks after they're born. They grow up in church, and then they get married, and they begin to raise their family in church, and it's not something that's really in them.
Amen.
It's just a way of life.
Right.
Boy, when it gets in you. Say it again, when it gets in you. I same way, Brother Eddie. I went to church from the time I was just a baby, just a little fella. Been in there and heard some of the greatest preachers in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I sat in a pew at Five Oak Springs, and I listened to Billy Kell, Maze Jackson. Boy, I could hear them men right now.
Yeah.
After I got called to preach, Brother Maze would call me once a month to check on me. Boy, what precious men. Brother Ed Ballou. Oh, I can go on and on and on, Brother Edgar. And I heard them men of God. Church was just something I did. It wasn't something I was.
That's right.
Amen.
Religion is something you do. Say that again. Religion is something you do.
Amen.
Christianity is something you are.
Amen.
Does that make sense? Say it again.
Amen.
Religion is something you do.
Amen.
Okay, right. That they go and they get their wafer and their wine. It's something they do.
Amen.
Talking to a Catholic the other day, he was talking about the service. And he said, you know, I've been going and doing that all my life, and I still don't understand what they're saying.
Amen.
Amen.
Say it again, religion is something you do.
Amen.
Christianity is something you are.
Amen.
So there's no need just to talk about I'm religious. Politicians are Nancy Pelosi religious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get much help right there.
Oh,
you can be religious about anything.
Right.
You can be religious about gambling. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
Christianity is something we are. I'm glad this ain't just something we do. I'm glad it's what we are.
Amen.
We're a little bit different from a lot of other folks, but I make no apology for what we are.
Amen.
You'll never hear me apologize for Sister Brenda getting
angry.
You'll never hear me apologize for one of these boys running a lap around the building, getting excited about what Jesus is doing. So, well, you got times have changed. Maybe so, but God ain't changed the world. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going somewhere in a minute, but I got sidetracked. Let me ask you a question. What are you?
Amen.
Religion is something good. Christianity is something y'all.
Amen.
Spilling out a loan application some time ago, and there was a spot on there that said vocation. Vocation. What is your vocation? And I wrote down there without thinking, Brother Freddy, I put pastor. Well, after that, it began to bother me. I thought, that ain't my vocation. I do it and God's people give me money and it's a blessing, but I don't consider it a job.
Amen.
It's what we are.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Some people grow up in church. I started out and got sidetracked. Some people go to church and grow up in church and they're there their entire life. Some people go to church their whole life and never be saved.
Right.
You say, I don't believe that's possible. I guarantee it.
Amen.
I guarantee it. There's some there tonight called well, they were this morning because grandma was.
Sure.
And because grandma's grandma was.
Mom, brother.
You say, why did you go to that church? They ain't got the right Bible. That's where our family's always went. That's religion.
Amen.
That's tradition. Some traditions are good. Some ain't worth a dime. But some will go and they'll sit in services all their life and they'll never experience what you have here tonight.
That's right.
It got that about that close to getting good here tonight. Are you listening to me?
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine my children growing up and never being around what I call old time religion. Brother Eddie, I took my son and one of our preachers is the pastor in North Carolina, Brother Tom. I took them over and spent some time with Brother Garland here a few months ago. And Brother Garland was showing Brother Garland knows it. If you don't know Brother Garland, boy, you missed something. Just a prince of a preacher. A gentleman. That's the way I can describe him. Well, he's in his study, Brother Garland's old and he's getting old and he's losing his eyesight. He had one of them pull screen lights. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some of these kids ain't got a clue. The light bulb on the ceiling had a string, he had pulled, cut the light off. Yeah. Brother Garland stood there. He couldn't find that string, couldn't see it. I'm just saying that's how bad his eyesight has gotten. He got in his study and Levi began asking him about his books. And he'd say, son, I can't see it. God, tell me what it is. And Levi'd tell him, Brother Garland, and no doubt he read every one of them. He'd start telling Levi about that book. They're all enthroned about them books. And I'm sitting at Brother Garland's desk, and Brother Garland's sitting across from me. And I said, Brother Garland, I'm tired of hearing. I am a book guy. This shows, I know. But I read some. But anyway, I'm just not a book guy. I'm not just blown away, if you will, by this library. Anyway. And I'm tired of hearing about who wrote this and who wrote that and how many of them signed and I could care less. Brother Garland sitting over there and I said, Brother Garland, so won't you tell these boys about when you got saved? I'd heard it before. Brother Garland stood up, pulled up his breeches, and he said, boys, I have to stand up when I'm about to do some preaching.
Amen.
And for an hour and a half, Brother Garland went on about his testimony, how God moved him. He got saved in a house, in a prayer meeting.
Amen.
He said, when the Lord saved me, he said, I was caught up in the glory. He said, I didn't even know where I was at. He said that dear lady that invited me there said I ran out the door, like downtown Atlanta, down there in Cabbage Town somewhere. Said he hit the door running. Said it took them 5 blocks before they got him caught. Oh, you ought to hear it. I'll tell you some of this stuff. And got to tell them about his call to preach. I'm just saying, some people will live their lives and never experience a real move of God. Here's what I want to say. I ain't going to preach. I'm just going to give you a simple thought. I preached this message years ago. Matthew chapter number 13. Look with me at verse number 44. Matthew chapter number 13, verse number 44. Don't take this for granted.
Amen.
Some people spend their entire lives in church, Brother Rusty, and never hear their kid testify.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew 13, verse number 44, the Bible said it again. He said again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. He said the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hid in the field. Now, I don't know what this church is to you, but to me, it's a treasure. What is a treasure? Brother Eddie, a treasure is a rare find. A treasure is something that you don't just stumble over over every single day. Treasures are things that come along just few and far between in lifetime. I got a wife sitting back there. She's a treasure to me. I got one of my children here in the service tonight. She's a treasure to me.
Amen.
I was listening to or watching the, I can't remember if I was watching or listening. It was that Antique Roadshow. Y'all remember that? This old guy had been going up through the mountains somewhere in Virginia or someplace, and there was an estate sale. And he went through everything they had set out, and he asked the lady who owned the place, he said, "Ma'am, is there anything in that barn back there?" She said, "Just a bunch of old junk. Nothing worth having." He said, "Would you mind if I look?" She said, "Well, help yourself." And he went to the barn. A few minutes, he come back and said, "How much for the motorcycle?" She said, "Sir, we don't have a motorcycle." He said, "Yes, ma'am, there's a motorcycle in that barn." She said, "Well, I was in there yesterday. I didn't see a motorcycle." He said, "Well, ma'am, it's in boxes. It's just in pieces and parts." I think he gave her $100, $200 at most for this old motorcycle that was in boxes. Brought it home, put it in his shop, and was going to restore it someday. It was an old Harley Davidson. He got ready to start putting that thing back together. Brother Eddie called the Harley place, and they said, "See if you can find the serial number." And he scraped the frame and got the serial number and gave them the serial number. And they said, made him read it to them two or three times. They said, "Sir, we'll have to have somebody call you back." So about 10 minutes later, his phone rang. And he answered the phone, and the voice on the other end said, "Sir, my name's Willie G. Davidson. Would you read that serial number to me? This is the CEO of Harley Davidson." He said, "Certainly." He read the number to him. He said, "Sir, is there by any chance, was there a seat included with that motorcycle?" He said, "Yes, sir. Looked like an old bicycle seat." He said, "Would you go get that seat while I wait?" He said, "I'll stay on the phone. You go get that seat and come back." When he got the seat, he came back to the phone. He said, "Turn it over. Is there a metal plate with something engraved under that seat?" The guy turned the seat over and he licked his fingers and began to wipe. And it said, "Custom built for Elvis Presley, 1950-something.
Wow.
And the voice on the other end said, "Sir, would you take $1 million? That's treasure. Today that motorcycle is completely restored, they say, in the Harley Davidson Museum. What I'm trying to say is you won't find any treasures in your life.
Amen.
I've heard that story, made me want to go look in somebody's barn. Amen. That never happened to me. Would it you?
No.
I'd rub it off and say, "Stolen." Said the kingdom is like a treasure hid in a field. Here's the thought tonight, and we'll go home. I want to say this to you. There's more than treasure in the field.
Amen.
There's more than treasure in the field. In other words, this guy finds this field, and in that field he finds a treasure. Probably don't tell nobody. I'm going to go sell everything I got, because everything I got ain't worth as much as what I found in that field. And by the way, everything you got, let me say it again, everything you got is not worth the treasure that we have in this place. You got Christ Jesus. And I say again, everything you got is not worth the treasure. Everything we have in this place, everything I own, is not worth the treasure. You know that young man gets saved. There's more than treasure in that field. In that field, there's probably some bugs.
Sure.
Yes. Come on.
You find the treasure, but if you ain't careful, you start letting things bug you.
Come on, brother.
Let me say it again. You find the treasure, but if you're not careful, you'll lose sight of the treasure because of the things that are bugging you. You get in here, what I'm trying to tell you tonight is do not forsake the treasure because of the field. Do not forsake the treasure because of the field. You look around tonight and you say, boy, that sure was a good service, but I saw one that wasn't dressed right. Come on. That's straining at a gnat. Amen. I'm glad we got some of them dressed right.
Amen.
I had to grow when I got saved.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all okay tonight? What I'm trying to say, hey, look up here. Do not forsake the treasure because it's in the field. You ain't got to look around here long to find fault. You listen to me real good. Your kids get on fire for God. Sing in that new choir. Them little boys sing. Yeah. You got like 1, 2, 3, 4. Stand behind me every Sunday night. Sometimes I have to lean forward because they blowing the hair off the back of my head.
Yes.
Good preaching.
I've watched people bow up, saw up, get mad and leave over some little bitty thing that's bugging them. They were safe with treasure. You said, preacher, has this church got followed? Oh my, Brother Jesse. Get us a legal pad and a whole pack of number 2 pencils because it'll take you up a bit of it.
Amen.
But I'm not looking for
them. Amen.
And I'm not going to point them out for you. Is this church got a problem? It does. And you can find them if you want to.
That's right.
But I choose to focus on the treasure God has given us. I've heard me quote it time and time again, and it's got a great moral to it. It said, kitty cat, where have you been? She said, well, I've been to London to see the Queen. Kitty cat, what did you see there? Well, I spied a mouse run under her chin. Isn't that just like a lot of Christians?
Yeah.
Here's a stupid cat in Buckingham Palace. The crown jewels and the Queen of England.
Yeah.
What does she see? A rat.
Right.
You know what you find? Exactly what you're looking for. Yeah. This altar's been laid full since the time we got here tonight. I'm talking about boys and girls weeping. Hey, Hannah got up here and tried to say, couldn't even sing because it was a joke. Somebody would tell her that's not professional. Maybe it ain't professional.
Come on.
But it's God. Don't look over that seeing a rat. Don't look up in that youth choir and say, yeah, I saw that kid. He wasn't behaving last week. He ain't got no business in that choir. Neither do you. I ain't got no business in this pulpit. You say, preacher, you got balls? Yeah, but I can tell you what they are. My wife will if you got enough money. Are we okay now? What I'm trying to say is don't forsake the field. Don't forsake the treasure. Because what else you find in the field? We have a service like this, and the devil will go, yeah, but what about
it?
Yeah,
come on.
Amen.
What about what you read on Facebook? Come on.
Right.
You saw what she posted. Well, got quiet right there. Let me just throw something in right there. Listen, the devil's going to shoot at us enough as it is. Let's not give him extra ammo. If you do something stupid, don't put it on the internet. And then get mad when people talk about it. Are we all right? Preacher, I just don't know. I don't know about her. I've seen some of her selfies. Social media has done more to harm the church. It ain't social media. It ain't social media's fault. It's immature Christians' fault. While this guy's going to look for this treasure, maybe he sees some bugs. Maybe even some trash that somebody's left behind. If we're not careful, we'll see the garbage that somebody else has left behind. We'll get discouraged about the treasure. And we'll get more focused on the garbage. Then we are betrayed.
Amen.
The devil has a way of magnifying this stuff, doesn't he?
Yes.
I can walk in a room, Brother Ed. I'm talking about, and it might be the Biltmore estate. I don't know. But if there's a crooked picture on the wall, it'll drive me crazy. I'm serious. It's just like, boom, 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 boom. I'm going straight to my face. I'll be in the doctor's office waiting to excuse me. The devil will take something so little, like garbage. What I'm trying to talk about, people got a past.
Amen.
I remember when we started the RU, Brother Jason. Lady used to sit over here in the church. She'd come to me after we announced we was going to start an RU here. I'll never forget it. We're standing right over there. She said, "Do we really want people like that in our church?"
Yeah.
I said, "Ma'am, truth be known, I'm starting this program for you." Let me tell you something. We do want those kind of
people. Amen.
Everybody who comes through them doors has got some bad.
Sure.
Let me say to you, everybody who comes through them doors has got some bad.
Amen.
You get your eyes, hey, say some of these muskets, some of these muskets. You give them half a chance, they'll cuss you out.
Right.
Trust me, I'm getting cussed out. So I ain't going back. That's our two kids is wild. Did you hear the testimony? Was it this morning or tonight?
Tonight.
Was it tonight?
Yeah.
You talking about being a bus kid? As this morning. Some of them kids ain't ate hardly this week.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing in the refrigerator but a Budweiser.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
Breathe,
man. These kids don't know how to act.
Right.
I think we can look over a little cussing every now and then. Kids, his cousin, go throw your TV in the yard.
Amen.
I felt something up there. Preacher, you don't watch it. It's a good movie. It's only got 4 or 5 cuss words.
Preach, brother. Come on.
Are you letting me go? Okay. Don't get upset. Five got saved in teen church. One got saved in Sunday school. I'll go even further. I gotta shut up. It ain't just bus kids around here to cuss around. They some of y'all I wouldn't push too far. There was a lady in our church a while back. I'm talking about faithful. I mean, that family was a big part of our church. I got behind her in town one day. I just go away, I blow the horn, she shot me a bird. We got some that people have made, some people have major problems with. Major problems. I got some preachers that I love with all my heart. They run us to the ground. We've gone liberal. I got news for them. We're still singing in hymn. We're still preaching out this King James Bible. We move. We move. Well, he lets people with long hair come to his church. We could fill that ocean with some of the tattooing we got around here. I'm glad I'm associated with sin. What I'm trying to say is we've got a cause. Don't forsake the treasure of love that's in you. You see the bugs and bugs just bugging you dead. Just bugging. See the garbage. You let that fall. I can't believe they allow so-and-so to come. Sometimes I'd rather have the so-and-sos than have the people who would say that. Self-righteous.
Yes, sir.
They're the ones that cause the problem.
Yes,
it ain't that homeless guy. It ain't that gal that just got off heroin.
Amen.
Is that one thinks they're better than anybody else?
Yeah.
Maybe on his way to find this treasure, he found a snake. How about one? One of my favorite things to do when I was kids, catch snakes. It didn't matter to me what it was. Copperhead? I didn't bother me. I'd go fishing, catch a copperhead, bring it home, show it to mom. Then she'd whoop. She'd bring home another snake. Now I can't stand a green snake. Any of them scared a fire out of me. What I'm trying to say, something might scare you a little bit. Something might bother you a little bit. You might have sat here tonight and went, boy, I don't know about that guy. Them boys running around the building like that, that's a problem. Let that scare you off.
Amen.
Amen. I asked Brother Harold Seifert one time, said, all them boys running around the church, you think God's in all that? He said, you think God's in them people sleeping in your church? Can I make a statement? I hope it don't bother you real bad. I don't care if God ain't here every day.
Amen, brother.
I'd rather seem excited about Jesus than I had any other thing.
Amen.
I believe the Lord would say, you might want to shut up, leave them boys alone.
Right.
Don't let that scare y'all.
Amen.
That fellow might even run across a skunk, brother, while he's on his way to the trip. I'm leaving this place. It stinks. Wonder how the whole shooting match smells to God.
Wow.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
All that I'm saying is don't forsake what we have.
Amen.
I could name you tonight family after family that left this place. He said, boy, has it just been like this recently? It's been like this for 26 years.
Amen. Yeah.
And was mighty good before I got here.
Amen.
Amen. And what they did, they said just what you said tonight. They got upset or sideways over some little thing. I've had people leave over things like a Christmas tree. You believe in Christmas trees, we can't worship with you. Have said. I've watched them, Brother BJ, with a boy the size of yours. One of them down there praying with a lot of himself. I'm talking about watching a boy just like you.
Read from
said, over some little something.
Yeah.
And forsake the treasure. It's got to be. Then I watched the boy grow up.
Read from it.
Godless. Bitter against God.
Right.
Bitter against God's people.
Right.
You think you can run the church in the ground and kids don't hear you do it, they do.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
you, God.
You know who you're robbing? You're robbing me.
Yes. Amen right there.
I believe every now and then we can just swallow real good and say, I'm gonna look the other way.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah. I don't mean we don't take stand and be seen. You don't even know.
Amen.
I'm just saying we're not going to forsake the treasure of what God's doing.
That's right. Amen.
Because we see somebody that's got a fall, or somebody hurts our feet. I get mine hurt all the time. I really do.
Amen.
You might think, well, preachers just ain't got no faith. Yeah, I do. I'm just not going to forsake what we've got.
Amen.
Because somebody disappointed me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Don't forsake the treasure. Because of the food. Somebody's going to make you mad. You get a room of people this size, this many. Lord, there's a lot more than that here this morning, more than that last week. Sooner or later, we're going to have to disagree. My wife and I have been married 35 years. She's had lots of disagreements. But we're still married.
Amen. Amen, brother.
You know why? Because she's had the ability to look over my feet and enjoy the treasure. Same here. Her bill's just real little. Real, real little. It's just mostly all treasure. Before you let the devil get you sideways, get you out. You know, we've had people leave our church and go to another church, and that's one thing. But we've had, I thought about it this afternoon, thought about it more while Brother Andrew was singing. We've had more people leave our church and just get out.
That's right.
They didn't leave because God led them somewhere else to quit.
Amen.
And I promise you, I can go on and on and on tonight, naming names.
Yeah.
The parents are saved. I hope. Well, I remember when he's on fire for God. I'm excited.
Right.
Get mad to leave the church when the kids are living. Whose hands that blood going to be on?
Right.
It's not going to be on mine because I had a fault. It's not going to be on the church members because they had a fault. It's going to be on mom and dad.
Right.
Especially dad.
Right.
It wasn't man enough to say, honey, we're going to look over that.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Tell you what we need to do, we need to pray for them. If that's really bothering us that bad, we're going to keep our kids under the spout where the blood comes out.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's talk about that. Just a thought tonight. Don't forsake. Don't forsake what we preach tonight. This ain't what I came to preach, I promise you.
Amen.
Now, I just begin to look around tonight. Watch these kids worship. Lift their hands and brag on God.
Amen.
Oh, what's the worst she got? I'm trying to find her. Little girl, I can't never remember her name. She testified tonight. Kate, where's she at? Went back there and told Trisha's name. Kirsten, is that right? Bless your heart, buddy.
Amen.
I wouldn't take a million dollars from you. I testified.
Amen.
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 Don't miss that.
Amen.
Because I didn't shake your hand.
Amen.
Amen. Don't miss that because I didn't pat you on the back or brag about what you did.
Amen, brother.
Amen. You can ask Brother Stacy. These men will tell me. Don't forget to announce this. 1 year and out the other. I tell them I'm going to think of an offering for somebody. At the end of the service, everybody here going, hey, man, this is all I'm caring about.
Amen.
Don't get upset because I didn't announce your deal. But don't forsake what you heard tonight, what you saw tonight, what we've seen God do around here today.
Amen.
If you want fault, you can find it. Brother Jesse sent me a picture one day this past week. I forgot what that was. I believe it's real. I don't think it's not from this song. The church. You know what the sign says over the door? The perfect church. I thought about it, I'd have to put it up here for you now. The perfect church. I told Brother Jesse, I bet it's only got one member. Ain't no perfect church, baby. There will be.